Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Yanni Mavrakis, an Instagram and TikTok sensation, I'll say. I don't know if he'll use those words, but he came across my feed today. I don't know where the algorithm got me on, but he is someone, as you just heard, has opened up a bowling alley. And I think he's done this twice now, and we're going to chat with him. Yanni, welcome to WGN.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, saw you on my feed today. Iridian reached out, and here you are on the radio, 50,000 watts. So you bought the Dalton Bowling Alley, right?
Yeah, I bought the Dalton Bowling Alley in 2022.
And why? Do you have a background in buying things and turning them around? I mean, how old are you?
Right now I'm 25. I don't have a background necessarily in bowling, so I didn't know anything about the sport at the time. But, you know, I was investing in real estate already. You know, I was a licensed agent in Chicago, and I was just in the market looking for properties or businesses that I could get into. And that was one of those, I guess, rare moments in your life where you're presented an opportunity. And, you know, I kind of just jumped right on it. I was really excited about it. And, yeah, I guess that's what you hear in that short video you just played. It got me kind of fired up even thinking back to that time.
Yeah. Well, it's a really cool story. You went to business school, and I just wonder what some of your teachers would have said if you're like, hey, I'm going to buy an old bowling alley that's shutting down. I see an economic opportunity there. I would imagine some people would say that's not a smart investment, right? What did you see in that place that hopefully has kind of come to fruition now a couple years later?
Yeah, so I think really what caught my attention, and I still remember walking through it the first time, were like the high ceilings. So every bowling alley I had been to before that was sort of, I always felt like crammed or small. And I walked into this bowling alley and I just couldn't believe, to be honest, it was shutting down because it had these like this beautiful high ceilings. It was brightly lit and it just looked like a really good, really good center. So it immediately caught my attention. I don't think I'd ever been so excited to go into a bowling center until the first time I was in there. And that's kind of what gave me that spark or the energy to go for it, I guess.
And for some of your... Oh, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, like you said, though, yeah, like a neighborhood alley, it's probably not the easiest thing to get funding for these days. I had plenty of, you know, lenders in the first year when I was looking to finance it and get it done that, you know, just very quickly said, we're going to pass on this. So... yeah, I don't know. My professors at the time probably wouldn't advise that I take that or make that decision.
I don't know. I think that's why I like it so much. You capture something in the videos about like vintage and retro. And maybe vintage and retro never goes out of style, but I feel like it is very in right now. It's something that people want to take pictures in places that look old or are old and connect with a generation or two before them. Is that part of the spark that you saw in this place that had become a little bit more run down than it had been in the past?
Definitely. You know, I think a lot of businesses are capturing on that right now. I see a lot of like old school bars and retro themed places popping up in Chicago, especially like people really like that nostalgic feel of, you know, any place they've gone. And there have been moments where I've looked at some of the new entertainment centers or like the Topgolf facilities and thought, oh man, this place is so out of date. But then I had some family out to the bowling alley and they were like, nah, like we love this. We love like the vintage feel. Like we wouldn't want like a touch screen. We like typing our names into the screen with these like old, you know, touch pads. That's sort of like the feeling that people enjoy. So definitely due to the circumstances of taking something that closed down permanently, that's been like the easiest way for me to kind of deep dive into that feeling that people get with, I guess, bowling alleys in general or vintage or arcade themed places like that.
We're chatting with Yanni Mavrakis, if you're just joining us, who 3 years ago, when he was about 22 years old, bought the closed Dalton Bowl and has reopened it. Okay, so how has it gone? Are you a profitable business yet, or has it just been a grind of trying to continue to grow?
Yeah, it's been all about growth. So The whole first year was about learning the business for me. I probably spent every single day there, whether I was bartending, running the counter, in the back, learning how the machines work. I think that was the biggest task for me personally, just because I didn't grow up as someone who was like working on cars or very mechanical or anything. So having to figure out how to get those machines running, to return the people's balls, to reset the pins, was one of the hardest things, and but probably one of the most valuable in the bowling business. But yeah, the first year was all about learning the business. The second year was all about kind of regaining the trust of the public as a place that had closed down and left people stranded for like the leagues that were bowling there. And now year three is really just about building on everything I've learned in the last, you know, 2 years.
Someone might say, oh, keeping it vintage is probably cheaper. But the reality is, and one of your more recent videos talked about this, keeping the it in the to still function with the old machinery is, it's got to be even harder than maybe upgrading to some of the new string bowling pins. I'm so glad you didn't do that. Keeping the old machine, right? Like, I mean, it's not easy to keep it vintage and to kind of keep that authentic feel. In fact, it can maybe even be harder.
Yeah, it can be. So the original pin setters, the ones that I have, were made in the 1960s. So finding parts for them today are a bit harder than it used to be. They're a little bit more expensive. And this year, I guess this is like a trick that I've picked up in my third year, because the last 2 years I've just been ordering parts from the manufacturers or distributors directly, and that can be pretty expensive. But this summer, I found an alley that also has 36 lanes like my own, and they're gutting their, taking out their old machines to replace them with the string pins. And those are, you know, completely different, but, you know, I'm just picking up these machines and stripping them for parts to put into my center. And it should save me some money and some time on repairing machines that break down. But yeah, I mean, these machines, they're like used cars, you know, they break down all the time, and they have a whole laundry list of issues.
I got to ask, you're in Dalton, the Pope's now from Dalton. Any capitalization on that, or is that like a faux pas in the neighborhood, or what? I mean, that must have made your eyes go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I jumped on it right away.
Okay.
So probably that same day that I had my friend, you know, I had friends and family sending me the news articles and stuff saying he's from Dalton. And Dalton's had a pretty crazy last couple of years.
That's
not the biggest thing to come out of the area. So, but when I heard that, that was obviously very positive, and I ran a special for the community that all members of the community get a Pope special, which would be, you know, like one game, buy one, get one free, or 50% off all their games.
Smart. I wish you a lot of luck. You're still a young guy in your 20s, and I feel like you're kind of rolling up your sleeves and doing business the right way, like learning it from the ground up, even if it wasn't something you knew. I'm sure you'll take this experience. Hopefully it goes well here, and I don't know if you'll be a bowling kingpin, Yanni, or maybe you just take that idea and grow it to other sorts of businesses. I think it's really cool, though. And I just want to give you a chance to shout out, first of all, why people should, we've got about 30 seconds, where should they follow you, and should they come bowl where you are?
Okay, so yeah, if you're in Chicagoland and you want to go bowling, visit Dalton Bowl or Town Hall Bowl in Cicero. Those are my two centers that I'm running right now. If you want to follow me or my journey, I'm on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. It's Yohn Mav, Yohn Mav. And basically, I'm just posting my story. I'm still learning as I go, like you said. And I think I'm just, you know, kind of showing what I'm going through at the moment. So
it's a really good, it's really captivating stuff. You do a great job, and I hope that brings people in the bowling alley. I'm sure it does. Don't be a stranger. Let's check in every couple months, okay, bud?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That's Yanni Mavrakis. Cool stuff. I love that. Went to business school and said, I'm going to do a bowling alley, and did it, and captivates the rest of us.